Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Clark Kendall. Welcome, Clark. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for being here. Clark has over 30 years of experience in investment management and wealth management strategy. In the 90s, he became one of the first financial professionals with both a CFA, that's a chartered financial analyst, and Certified Financial Planner, CFP, designation. He's the founder of Kendall Capital, and he's focused on providing intelligent, independent financial direction to high net worth individuals and families in and around Montgomery County. And he grew up in Montgomery County and went to Wooten High School. So we were talking about that before the show started. So this is good. It's old home week down at WFED down here. And Clark, tell me, how did you get started in your career?
Well, I started way back in actually the mid-70s. I had my own grass cutting business in Montgomery Square in Rockville, Maryland.
Sure.
Had about a dozen yards, charging $5 a yard to cut the grass. And back in the 70s.
That's pretty good money.
Yeah. It
was $5 a yard. I remember that.
$60 a week. And after I bought my fancy bicycle for $70.
You retired.
You really couldn't buy an iPhone or an iPad back then. So
no.
I was making deposits into the local bank, and my dad got me going and buying a few stocks here and there. And by middle school, he was taking me to shareholder meetings and teaching me about return on equity and internal rate of return. So it was a layup for me to make a career out of this.
Wow, what a great education from your dad.
Yeah.
I really admire that. Did you have a mentor? I guess your dad was one of the mentors. And what resources did you use to grow Kendall Capital the way you've done it and where you've ended up today?
Well, really, besides my father being a mentor, one of the great mentors I had was in their early 90s, I started the trust department for Sandy Spring Bank.
Sure.
And back then, Willard Derrick was the president. He was really the force behind growing Sandy Spring Bank from the small $10 million bank to, I think the time of his death and departure from Sandy Spring Bank, it was over $2 billion. But one of the things I learned from him is he cared about people. And to highlight this, Willard would carry around a little cheat sheet card, a 3x5 card with all the employees' names, the spouses, and the children. And he, of the 120 people at the time that worked for Sandy Spring Bank, he knew everybody's name and what was going on. And he really cared about people. And from that, you know, he grew that bank to be the force that it is, you know, in Montgomery County.
That's impressive.
And so I try to take that same philosophy to wealth management, to investment management, to running my business, is to caring about people. And when you care about people, the money and the assets all come into place after that. But the key thing is to care about individuals.
I agree with that. That's a great philosophy. Tell me about the service offerings you provide at Kendall Capital.
Well, Kendall Capital Management is an independent, fee-only investment advisory firm. I think one of the key things that differentiates us as far as investment management, wealth management, is we are a fiduciary. We look out for the client's best interest at all times, and that even comes back to my philosophy with Willard. We care about individuals. In the marketplace, I previously went from Sandy Spring Bank, and I worked for the Royal Bank of Canada and worked for another firm that focused on the $10 million clientele and above. But I found, being raised here and knowing the market of Montgomery County and the Washington, D.C. area, that middle-class millionaire is kind of lost in the mix. And so I like to think we bring that kind of that Bessemer Trust, Goldman Sachs level of client service down to that middle class millionaire that's right here in our own community.
Have you trademarked that term? You should think about it. Middle class millionaire. That's a great, great term.
The Warren Buffett, I run across time and time again, you know, individuals who, you know, have been thrifty savers, and if you've got a nice home and your school teachers and policemen who have been thrifty, and you know, you save 10%, give 10% away, and enjoy life with 80%. Many times, those individuals in their 50s or 60s, you know, have that $1 million nest egg.
That's a great philosophy, and I like your approach of dealing with people that really know how to save, and then you're there to protect and grow their savings. Tell me about Montgomery County and D.C. I mean, we grew up there. Why did you end up staying here. A lot of our compatriots left the area and didn't come back, but a lot of us have stayed around the area. Why did you pick Montgomery County and D.C. as the home base for your business?
Well, two reasons. I think that the simple and obvious reason is my parents still live here. I have three brothers that live here. My wife, a family lives here, her parents and sister-in-law. And so at Christmas time and Thanksgiving, as we come around, we simply drive around the Beltway to visit to visit our family members.
That's nice.
But secondly, this market is ripe for that middle-class million. The consumers in the DCR market, Montgomery County, are well-educated. They have accumulated wealth. So it's a very good market to go after as far as what we're trying to deliver to our clientele.
What benefits do your customers get by working with an independent fee-only advisory firm? First, when you say independent fee-only, tell me what that means, and then what are the benefits that everybody derives?
I think, you know, the simple example is we sit on the same side of the table as the clients. We do charge an investment advisory fee to manage the assets on an annual basis, but the key issue is, and you know, whether or not they put that money in an IRA or whether or not they Roth that IRA, do a 401k, whether they do a bypass trust, whether we end up buying a CD or treasury, an ETF or mutual fund, we're buying what's in the client's best interest. And we're at the level of a fiduciary, much like you work as an attorney.
Right.
Your job is to represent them. We don't have an investment banking arm of our company. When Facebook comes public at 30 times revenue, you know, at 50 times earnings, we pass on that because we don't think that's in the client's best interest to own that security.
It's sexy, it's hot, but it may not be in the best interest of the client.
So, and so we don't, and we're not paid a commission to put someone into an annuity,
right,
or to sell a particular product. But we do, not to say that we never use annuities and to say that we'll never buy a Facebook security. We buy it when we think it's in the client's best interest. So we sleep well. And I think the key issue for me is, you know, to wake up in the morning, look at myself in the mirror and say, you know, I'm doing what's in the client's best interest. And it shows in our client retention. It shows in our investment performance. So I'm very proud of what we do.
What areas are people struggling with as they're doing their financial planning?
I think a key issue is a lot of people, you know, want to put the keys on the table and quit, but they don't know if they have enough money to retire.
Right. I hear that all the time.
And unlike our parents and our grandparents that retired at 65 and had a life expectancy of 5 to 7 years, you know, the statistically, a couple 65 years of age, there's a 50% chance one of them will live to be 90. Mm. So many times, you know, we're having to plan, you know, 20, 25, 30 years. So we're thinking 2030, 2035, 2040.
Right.
So longevity is a big issue for those clients. And then the other thing that's really, you know, addressing clientele is inflation. We have a consumer price index at 2.5%, yet at the same time, we have 10-year treasuries yielding 1.5%. So you
doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it doesn't make any sense. So you're losing, 1% purchasing power, you know, per year by trying to be safe. So to maintain that purchasing power, if you have $1 million, $1 million will buy you, you know, 20 nice cars, 2 nice houses in Montgomery County. You want to be able to maintain that person or couple's, you know, purchasing power over the long term.
Right. And it's hard to do, particularly in this environment, particularly when, you know, the doomsayers are saying, hey, get ready for the next adjustment to the stock market. It's coming and it's going to cut everything in half. And people are getting scared. They're pulling money out of stocks and equities and putting them, I don't know where, in cash. What are you seeing and what are you advising your clients in this fairly volatile environment as the fiscal cliff approaches?
As a fiscal cliff? I mean, I think the key issue is to utilize short-term investment products for short-term needs. For the money you need to spend 1 to 3 years, make sure you are utilizing CDs, treasuries, money market accounts. Utilize intermediate-term investment products to meet the needs, you know, 4 to 10 years out. That might be utility stocks, you know, corporate bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but long-term, 10 years on beyond, utilize inflation hedge type of investments, stocks and real estate long term, historically will beat bonds and cash. And so I think to put together a blended portfolio along those lines. The other thing coming back is when we look back upon it in 30 years of experience, and we had the 1987 crash and how vividly I remember that.
Wow.
And during the early 90s, we had the savings and loan crisis.
Right.
And we had the dot-com boom, and we've had an oil crisis. And
we had 2007 and 2008.
Yeah. And I think the key thing to remember is stocks aren't cheap when there's a bunch of good news out there. And so I think you need to play it out and develop an overall strategy and plan. And unless you have a long-term strategy and plan, you walk around being nervous about, what's going to happen next Tuesday. But if you have a disciplined long-term strategy and approach in place, it really brings down your anxiety level.
How can people make sure that they are maximizing their retirement wisely and saving enough for their eventual needs? How do they do that?
Well, of course, I think they look for professional advice. I like to always use the analogy of being a home builder. My wife and I, 12 years ago, built our own home. My wife designed it, but it was the home builder who came through and said, listen here, I've built 100 homes before you. You should probably put the light switches here, and you should probably think about, facing the home this way, because he had done it so many times. And then on the opposite side of the coin, he had some contracted out all the work. But, as we were building the house, there was something that wasn't right with the plumber. Mm-hmm. And he was able to go back to the plumber and said, the plumbing in the Kendall's house is not right. And if you want to build the next 30 houses, correct that plumbing problem. And I guess my point is people can build their own financial house themselves. But right. When you pull in a professional, one is they've done it 100 times before. And secondly, many times, like the builder with the plumber, they have buying power to look out for your best interest. And so I like to sort of compare myself to the financial house builder.
Okay. That's good. That's a great analogy. Another great analogy by Clark Kendall, who is Kendall Capital in Montgomery County. What advice do you give business leaders and entrepreneurs who are just starting out in their entrepreneurial pursuits today?
Well, I think the key issue, if you're starting any business, and whether or not you're selling cheeseburgers on the corner or having a lawn care service, you think about, what's your competitive advantage? What do you do better than anybody else in the marketplace? And I think once you determine what makes you competitive, then your job is to go out and to be able to tell that to the marketplace. You can define your market as far as what you're trying to accomplish. Your cheeseburger, cheeseburgers you don't want to sell, at the health nut store. Cheeseburgers you want to sell to high school boys who are hungry.
And, I have two of those.
That's right. And once you just define what your market is, it helps you as far as targeting that market. It helps you to differentiating it from a McDonald's cheeseburger to a Wendy's cheeseburger. So I think that's a key thing to do is for any new business owner to really what makes you competitive and different.
How is Kendall Capital different from its competitors in terms of what you do?
Well, I think the key thing is we are a fee-only investment advisory firm. We're targeting the middle-class millionaires. We bring that client-level service from Goldman Sachs and Bessemer Trust down. We sit on the same side of the table as the client, and we're local. And so that you have access to us that you might not have from the larger institutions.
Well, that's a good segue. If people want to get in touch with you and they want to find out more about you and your firm, how do they do that?
Two different ways. You can now on the internet, you can visit us at kendallcapital.com. And we're local right here in Rockville at 301-838-9110. And I prefer that old face-to-face meeting to find out really what a client is trying to accomplish. So we're always happy to sit down and visit with a client. We charge nothing to sit down with someone for the first hour, to find out what they're trying to accomplish.
Sure. I think that's a great segue into saying everybody who's interested in Montgomery County and D.C., they want a financial planner. You should talk to Clark Kendall at Kendall Capital. Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Well, thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. And listen next week for another special topic and a special guest. I'm Wayne Zell. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.